Cryptocurrency is all the rage in Silicon Valley. Could it even disrupt venture capital? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. We talk a lot in the show about how venture capital funds startups, and we've talked about ICOs, or initial coin offerings, where a startup creates a cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, but customized to the company in order to raise money. And this week on the HBO show Silicon Valley, those two topics collided when the founders of the fictional startup Pied Piper had this exchange with one of their venture capital investors.
This may seem a little out there at first, but instead of funding our launch with a Series B, what about an ICO? Initial coin offering. It's basically
Are you a moron?
And it got me to wondering, are initial coin offerings replacing venture capital for startups? Sounds like a quality assurance segment where we take a deeper look at a big story or trend. Here to explain it is Yulia Chernova. She covers venture capital at the Wall Street Journal. Yulia, are more startups doing ICOs?
Last year, globally, startups raised about $150 billion of venture capital and maybe about $6 billion via ICOs.
Do you think that VCs are worried enough for it to show up on the Silicon Valley show?
Yeah, they are worried. You know, it's sort of like the disruptors getting disrupted, right? Because they've been doing the deal structures are kind of have been around for a very long time. They are the ones that control the purse strings. The entrepreneurs come to them and ask for money and have to prove something to them. And then all of a sudden, some entrepreneurs are telling them, well, you know, I can just raise money much faster somewhere else and with no strings attached almost. And in those cases, VCs are a little worried. Wait a minute. What's my role here? I'm getting kind of sidelined.
So then what's their pitch in response? You know, what are VCs going to say that they can offer aside from just the money?
Well, they always say that they offer value add, that they have experience in running a business, and that starting a business certainly requires capital, but after that, you need to figure lots of things out and, you know, hire developers to produce a new product, a new software product. The problem with entrepreneurs raising, I guess, a lot of money from this big, vast crowd of people via an ICO is that none of the investors in an ICO have that much at stake after.
It's certainly complicated to do this. You know, an ICO is not like a technology undertaking that you should treat lightly. But, you know, if you had to compare to going around and pitching VCs and having to have this deck and having to overcome, you know, maybe your gender or the color of your skin or all the things that might cause a VC to reject you compared to the tech and complexity of an ICO, like, do you have a sense of which one is harder?
From what I heard, ICOs are easier, but at the same time, I mean, one con is the legal risks in it. So it's unclear. Some of the ICOs that took place in the past few months, perhaps some of them violated regulations, laws of the United States and maybe other places. So that's a big risk that entrepreneurs are taking when they are going this way.
If you, based on your, you know, experience with this industry, had to sort of predict out the next couple of years, do you think that ICOs are in any way going to become sort of an existential threat to the VC model?
I don't think it will be an existential threat, but I think it will be part of, or some version of these ICOs will be part of how entrepreneurs raise money in the future too.
Yulia Chernova covers venture capital at the Wall Street Journal. Another possible risk in the show, Pied Piper's ICO was a spectacular failure. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.